This is Ed Brock, assistant associate editor with American City and County Magazine, and I'm speaking to Pamela Chokar-Ekas. She is the chairman of the County Commission for Somerset County, Pennsylvania, where Flight 93 crashed into a field on September 11, 2001. And Ms. Chokar-Ekas, thank you for speaking with us.
It's my pleasure to be here today. Thank you.
So first I would like to ask you just, of course we have the 10-year anniversary approaching us now. So let's start with maybe what were your personal memories of that day? Were you living there in Somerset County at the time, and what happened?
Yes, actually, I was a relatively newly tenured commissioner. I was actually elected back in the year 2000, so I was on the job just shy of 2 years when the events of September 11th occurred. And I have many memories from that day, but I will tell you that, you know, the entire day moved very quickly. We had started our day at an early morning, 6:30 in the morning meeting with a small group, a small businessman's group, and stopped for breakfast on the way back. It was a regular meeting day when we were made aware of the events that had occurred in New York City at the time at the World Trade Center. By the time I made my way back to the county office building in the county courthouse, obviously events were moving very quickly, and by right prior to the start of our meeting, we certainly knew that we had an aircraft that was down here in Somerset County. And I will tell you that from that point on until late in the afternoon, the events moved very quickly here in Somerset. From the response efforts, it actually took me until about 4 o'clock, maybe 3:30, 4 o'clock, until I actually went to the site. We were involved in many activities here in response. And I went to the site with the sheriff at the time. And I think the most crystal clear memory of the day that I have was actually standing on the overlook looking at the responders that were in the field that has now become so familiar to us all, and just trying to absorb what had happened. And realizing that it was very surreal, having to forget about the events at both New York and the Pentagon, and focusing on what was happening here. And I can remember clearly saying to somebody, does anybody know what's happening anywhere else? And the voice from behind me, I think it was one of the state police officers that were standing there at the time, said, yeah, they think there's 20,000 people that may be missing at this time. Wow. And just being numb and looking at that smoldering field at the time, And the firemen and the individuals who were arriving on the scene from the federal government to begin the investigation, thinking this just can't be real. And obviously we know that that was certainly the case. It was very real. And it was an event from September 11th that crossed my desk and my fellow commissioners' desks every day for the next year.
And since that time, in the intervening 10 years, what I understand is that things have certainly changed in Somerset County. There's been a lot more attention and a lot more visitors. Could you tell me a little bit about how that event has changed the things in Somerset County, and how you guys, the county officials, have been dealing with those changes?
Well, as I mentioned, for the first year, we were certainly very closely involved with the immediate recovery efforts and certainly the restoration of the site, working in support of Somerset County Coroner Wally Miller with his responsibilities. We had sheriff's deputies who were involved in actually securing the site as a coroner scene, really for the most part of about 2 years. We were approached by the National Park Service in October of 2001 to actually begin the process of memorialization. And so simultaneously with recovery and acknowledgement that these were historic events and we certainly had a responsibility to preserving the historic record, also planning for the first observance for that day that we all came together a year later in 2002 and began the process of remembering and, of course, memorialization of that site. So we've been involved at many different levels. Your question about change, it has changed the community in many ways, but I think what has remained a constant is Somerset County's commitment and stewardship to the events, to the families, to those who perished that day, and to our nation.
Right. Well, what I was thinking about was basically I had read the USA Today story about the sort of influx of people coming to see the site, and I think an expected continued influx as the memorial is dedicated and so forth, and how the county, I know you don't want to, you know, capitalize on what happened, obviously, but you still have to prepare for this influx of visitors, basically. What sort of things have you guys had to do to maybe improve your infrastructure and prepare for that?
Well, we have had hundreds of thousands of people that have come in the course of the last 10 years to actually see the site and to see the development of what will be the permanent memorial. To this point, we certainly realize that we're going to have a continued number of individuals that are coming. Somerset County is like many rural counties, I'm sure. Tourism product is very strong with our ski resorts and with other attractions that are in the region. So our infrastructure for that visitation has really been able to handle the number of visitors who have come thus far, in the process. Looking out 5-10 years, when we project up to 250,000, if not more, individuals who will come to see the nation's newest national park, national memorial, we certainly are looking at those issues and the infrastructure and the support services that will be needed. So we've had a little time to plan. We've tried to do that with our local municipalities, try to make sure that the transportation routes that visitors are using are the best and the safest routes that can be used with our present infrastructure. We've had some changes made on Route 30, the Lincoln Highway, which is a historic highway to our nation and to Somerset County, to try to address some safety concerns there. In the corridor leading directly to the memorial, there's not a lot of development thus far directly tied to the memorial because of a lack of water and sewage infrastructure, which is a challenge that we all face as municipal officials. Projecting into the future, that will probably be a need that will need to be addressed. The county has been trying to use its technical assistance for local municipalities in looking at that corridor, looking at potential land use issues along that corridor. And I think we'll probably play a greater role as we see the development after the dedication of the memorial.
Speaking of the dedication, actually, I was just about to ask you about specifically about that and the preparations that you guys are making for that. Is there any particular role that the county is playing in preparing for that ceremony?
The National Park Service obviously is working very closely with a planning committee. The county is working in support to make sure that we have the necessary emergency management infrastructure in place for the dignitaries that will attend that particular weekend's events. Additionally, we have a number of local community individuals who are serving on that planning committee directly. directly with the Park Service, but the county does not have an official planning capacity in the dedication of the memorial itself or in the commemoration of the September 11th event.
But I guess you're planning to attend it.
Oh, absolutely, yes. Yes, in many ways, this is a time that I'm hoping that everybody who has had responsibilities in the community leading up to the dedication, who actually were first responders on September 11th and who certainly played a role here at the county, will have the opportunity to join together as we dedicate this very special place.
Now, and the last question is, now that we have the memorial there, are there any concerns and therefore preparations being made that this might draw unwanted attention, in other words, might be a target for some people?
Well, I think the National Park Service certainly addresses those concerns in its planning. I do know that we at the county level are certainly very cognizant of the fact that there will be a lot of attention placed on this particular memorial, not only in its dedication, but in the future, and we certainly are sensitive to what those challenges may bring. I am not overly concerned right now. I think right now we basically are committed to ensuring that we certainly remember the meaning of that day. The development of the memorial, though, will certainly bring challenges and change to our county and the communities that are touched by the memorial. And hopefully with our municipal officials and our law enforcement and our emergency management officials, we'll be prepared to meet those challenges.
Okay. All right, well, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Well, thank you very much for asking me.
Okay.